nurse this very narrow majority. They stepped in quicksand early in the evening, and they sunk deeper and deeper in the quicksand as Tuesday evening progressed.
Control of the House still up for grabs. Stocks poised for a booming rally. Dow futures ahead 1,200. Advice from business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
What becomes vitally important for every investor is not to get caught up in the day-to-day madness and volatility that we're likely to see until the administration takes hold. We don't know which policies will be enacted. We don't know how they'll be enacted. And we have to be patient and long-term and try to stick to our game plans.
Reaction to the Trump win is coming in from around the world. CBS's Leah Mishkin.
As war rages in the Middle East, a Trump win is what most Israelis are hoping for.
I think it's good for Israel. Yeah, no doubt.
Traditionally, Trump has been good for Israel, but I think he's unpredictable.
Israel's prime minister is also tweeting about the race, calling it history's greatest comeback.
S&P futures are up 123. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Results are in out of Racine and Kenosha counties. In Kenosha County, former and future President Donald Trump increased his margin of victory compared to 4 years ago. Voters chose Trump by a 52-48 margin in Kenosha County. Trump also came out on top in Racine County totals. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office will see new leadership as criminal defense attorney Xavier Solis defeated Assistant District Attorney Carly McNeil. In Kenosha's 65th District Assembly race, Democrat Ben DeSmit emerged victorious over Republican Brian Gonzalez. Incumbent Tip McGuire retained his seat in the 64th. Twin Lakes voters in Kenosha County approved an emergency services referendum. In Racine County results that are in, Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer successfully defended her 66th district seat against Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroot. In the 33rd District Assembly race, which now spans both Racine and Walworth counties, incumbent Assembly Leader Robin Voss secured another term. He defeated both a Democratic and an independent challenger. Tammy Baldwin is claiming victory in the U.S. Senate race. And in non-political news, tech-savvy students from Gateway are offering some assistance. The IT Club is set to offer their expertise at a public computer repair clinic next weekend. The two-day event at the Gateway Racine campus provides a computer diagnostic and repair service. There's more on the Gateway website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world, just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night at the Kohl Center, the Badgers women's team with a 95-68 win over Wright State. Sarah Williams with 29 points, 12 rebounds, and four block shots. NFL, the Packers trading linebacker Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh-round pick. The move also saves Green Bay paying Smith $17 million next year. Xavier McKinney on losing games to the Vikings and now the Lions at Lambeau Field so far this season.
You know, we put ourselves in a hole being 0-2 in the division. You know, luckily we play the Lions again, we play the Vikings again. But we got to take care of our business next time we play these teams.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 42. Tomorrow, sunshine 57. By Friday, sunny with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
At the rehearsal dinner, night before the wedding, my wife got food poisoning. That is the accurate reaction to that piece of news. We're at the rehearsal dinner. It's a wonderful night, but my wife does not look well. And I say, what's wrong? And she said, I think I have food poisoning. And so then I did something called mansplaining. And so I said to my wife, you do not have food poisoning. What you have is something called the wedding jitters. And the next morning I called her and I said, how are you feeling? And she said, I'm at the emergency room because I have food poisoning. So I'm driving to the hospital morning of my wedding, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I hope she doesn't die for two reasons. One, I love her more than anything in the world. I cannot imagine living another day without her. Two, I couldn't help but think, if your wife dies of any kind of poisoning, morning of the wedding, you're gonna be a suspect. And even once they clear you, that's a real shadow for the rest of your dating life. Were you ever married? Almost died morning of poison. Anyway, can I make you another drink?
Good morning. It is 7:08, and I'm very lucky to have in the studio. They were sought after by all the networks, but we got him here this morning. Alderman David Mack and Alder Melissa Caprillion, also County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion. You got everything going on for you.
Call her Superman.
Superwoman.
Yeah, I'll take the Superwoman. Well, it is our pleasure to be here, Don.
Okay, so last night you guys were probably all covering, you know, looking at numbers, the elections and everything. I decided last night with my wife, we weren't going to do that. We went out to the movies last night.
What'd you see?
I saw a movie I wanted to see earlier in the year. It was just re-released in theaters again. Godzilla Minus One Minus Color.
Hmm.
Is it recommended?
It's highly recommended. Yeah.
What I want to see in the theater is Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
That, you know,
I think that on the big screen.
I love that movie, especially when he goes. Frank is like that. Don't you love that? And who's the voice of the Invisible Man at the end?
Who?
That's Vincent Price.
Oh.
Remember he says, may I introduce myself? I am the Invisible Man. And Abbott and Costello jump into the water. Yeah. Now we saw Godzilla Minus One Minus Color, which was it came out in two versions, color and black and white. And Marcus is alternating them. You know, you see the color one, then they'll show the black one. And we saw the black
one. You don't know which one you're going to see, right?
No, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's called Godzilla Minus One Minus Color, or just Godzilla Minus One.
Oh.
So we saw that last night. And I got to tell you, they had Godzilla right in this one. The only thing is, in these Godzilla movies, he's not on the screen a lot. I mean, it's very expensive to keep Godzilla on the screen for 2 hours. It's a two-hour movie. But this is the only film I ever saw, and I saw all 31 Godzillas. This is the only one they actually had a good storyline about the characters who were affected by Godzilla. This is the only one. And this is the only Godzilla movie in 70 years that won an Academy Award.
So was this one dubbed like the old ones?
No, no, it's English.
Where the lips are moving?
No, nope, it's subtitled. The whole movie's subtitled. It's in Japanese.
I might have to take my voice.
Yeah, it's when he's on the screen, Godzilla, it's pretty scary. Okay, so you guys spent a boring night checking the election results while I was watching Godzilla stomp out Tokyo.
Last night was like the World Series for me.
Was it really?
Well, I saw a post that said we're all sitting around waiting for biopsy results.
So. You know what it is? I don't mind the results, but in Bucks County, we're going to do this, and we got in this county 42%. I don't want to hear about the county by counties and all these states and everything.
But that,
just tell me who won and lost.
Some of us do, though.
You want to hear the county by counties?
Yeah.
That's important.
Truly.
Who cares? I couldn't even tell you the counties in Pennsylvania. I couldn't tell you the counties in Iowa.
Well, that's because you were watching Godzilla last night. If you would have been sitting in front of a television set watching them go county by county. But the importance of it is they're comparing it from last night to 4 years ago.
But who cares?
It all has to do with the number crunching and the projections.
Give me the end results.
If Harris can't do better in this area, it may not translate into a win for the state. And what amazes me is how red most of the states are and how small the blue is, but those blues are in concentrated areas.
Yeah, they're where the population is. Right.
Trump did better in rural areas last night, which was on par with what he did 4 years ago.
Very predictable as well.
You know, my brother, when we talked to my brother about this, I mentioned the polls. He goes, I don't want to hear the polls. I just don't want to hear them just because it doesn't matter. What matters is the morning after Election Day, who won and lost. The polls don't. What difference with the polls? The polls don't do anything. They don't change anything. They're not always correct either.
They're a barometer. But, you know, this was a razor. Was it Razor Finish here?
I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was not. It was not a blowout for Donald Trump. It's not a mandate. It just shows that as a nation, we are still very divided. I personally, I think we could have done better than either of the candidates that we had this last time.
Now, who would you have liked to see run?
Well, on the Republican side, I think Nikki Haley would have been a good choice.
I think she is a good choice. I think you're absolutely right.
And then when Kamala Harris, Kamala Harris. I don't follow the Democratic side as closely.
Mm-hmm.
But when she started listing off the short list of vice presidential candidates, I'm thinking,